coming Shabbos, Bez Hashem, we're going to read Parshas Pekudei, which of course wraps up Sefer Shmos. And then we're also going to read Parshas Shkolim. This Shabbos is a Shabbos Shkolim, the first of the Arba Parshas, the four special Torah readings that we lay to sort of herald the Purim Pesach season that is upon us, Mashmei Shabbat, like they say. And again, Parshas Shkolim is the first of those four. I'd like to speak this evening about Parshas Shkolim. However, it relates as well to the Sedra, because it happens that in the beginning of Parshas Pekudei, right at the beginning, there is a reference to the mitzvah Ma'aseh Shekel. Let's recall that Parshas Pekudei, like Vayakra last week, presents the fulfillment of the Tzivuyim, the commandments that were found in Truman Tetzav in the beginning of Kisiso. The Parshas Shkolim comes from the beginning of Parshas Kisiso, but it happens to be in Parshas Pekudei that we find the fulfillment of that Tzivuy. So we take a look on the sheet. The first source is Shmos Perek Lamed Ches, Sukim Chof Hei to Chof Ches. It says the following: the Ches of Pekuda Eida, the money that was collected from the people, Ma'as Kikar ve'elef u'shvah me'os v'chamishah v'shivim v'shekel ha'kodesh, 100 Kikar and 1,775 shekel v'shekel ha'kodesh. Pasuk Chavav Beka la Gulgoles. Rashi says, in the second source, Rashi on Pasuk Chavav says, Beka Hushein Mishkal Shal Matzah Shekel. That's the name of the amount of Matzah Shekel. So Beka la Gulgoles, Beka per head, Matzah Shekel, the Shekel HaKodesh. V'chol over la Pekudim ben Esrim Shalom Amal V'Shesh Menos Elef V'Shosh Alav V'Chamesh Menos Chamishim. Right? One half a shekel for...
Why it's called Shekel HaKodesh?
Yeah, what's the Kodesh about it? Yeah, different. Yeah, that's what he talks about, the importance of Lashon HaKodesh, I think.
Yeah. Now it's a it used to be a lira.
Right, yeah.
And now it's shekel.
Now it's Kodesh. Anyway, so Beka HaGulgolis, it says Shesh Marash Elof is 600,000. Socials are often 3,550, that's how many people. And then it says in the next Sukkim what they did with this. The 100 kikar kesel was used for the adonim, for the sockets in which the boards were placed, right, to support of the Mishkan, and also for the paroches. And the remaining, in Pasuk Chav Ches, says the remaining vessel eleth ushra hamesu hamishal b'shivim also vovim lamudim, the hooks on the amudim. So it tells us what they did with all this silver. Rashi again back in Pasuk Chavav, the second Rashi I've printed in source number 2, l'sheish meos eleth, works out exactly how the calculation goes. The Rashi does the math for us and shows how collecting from that number of people 603,550, half a shekel from each, adds up exactly to the amount that was mentioned here. Rashi says a minyan chatzer shkolim shalshesh mozelot olam as kikar kolecha. It just works out the math for us. You can read it yourself. It comes out to exactly this amount. They have a shekel for that number of people, and that's the this week's Sefer Parshas Pekudei. This is a fulfillment of the psukim that were presented. I have in source 3 in the beginning of Parshas Kisis. So source 3 is Parshas Shkolim right there. Shmos Perek Lamed Psukim Yud Aleph Thut Tes Zayin. Those six psukim are the. Are the psukim that we read from the second Sefer Torah this week for Parshas Shkolim, and there it says to collect the Matzah Shekel. Again, here in Parshas Pekudei, we just read the psukim that they did collect them and what they used the money for, and there it says to collect them. Adaber Shalom Shalimor, Kisiso, Sosh Meneiso, Kudem, etc. V'nosnu ishko for Nafshal Hashem, Zeh Yitnu, Pasuk Yitgimel, Kol Ha'ovel HaKudim, Mach Tisa Shekel, B'Shekel HaKodesh. Every person has to give a half a shekel, B'Shekel HaKodesh. I think it's in Kisiso that the Rambani referring to appears. I'm not mistaken. But anyway, and call over Yudal, call over Pekudim ben Esim Shalom Alitain. Chumas Hashem, Pasuk Tesvav, Ha'ashir lo yarbe v'adal lo yame, the richer person can't give more, the poorer person can't give less. Then Matzah Mimachzah Shekel, lo says it's Chumas Hashem, l'chaper anashal seichem. And what do you do? The lo kachto, and Pasuk Tezayin, as kesem ha'kipur, and meispen Yisrael, v'nosato, so al avodas omalei. There it just says, use it for the Mishkan. It doesn't say for what, and our parasha tells exactly what they use it for. Fine, those are the psukim in parasha Tzis. And as I said, that is Shabbos Parshas Shkolim.
Went for the Adonim.
Right, the base, yeah. Not a Jewish about that.
You know, people who are rich can donate the
right. But the base, the base is everybody.
Very good.
So the truth is that Rashi, and the source number 4, Rashi and Pasuk Tezrob, discusses that. And Rashi points out that actually there were three different contributions. Because if we read these psukim, it would seem that this may well have been a one-time event. Right? This is when they needed to collect for the Mishkan. Right? So that was only done once in history. But Rashi tells us, actually, the psukim here are merames at three different, merames to three different contributions, three different donations. L'fisha romaz lam kan, shalosh trumos. Shenichtav kan, trumas Hashem, shalosh pamim. These psukim, in Kisiso, Parshishkolim, it says the phrase, trumas Hashem, three times. Achas trumas adonim, one was for the sakets, the adonim, the Mishkan. Sheminon kishishir b'divas ha-mishkan, v'nasu kolecha v'yachad matta shekel. That was from the census that was taken before the building of the Mishkan, every person gave matta shekel. And it came out to the amount, and so on, Rashi repeats it here, we had it back in Parshat Kudah. A couple lines later. V'ashenis afia idei minyan shenon, mishahukah v'mishkan. There was another census right when the Mishkan was put up, and v'hu ha-minyan ha-omu b'tchilis chumash ha-pekudim. That's the census that's recorded in the beginning of Parshat Bamidbar. Okay, and again, everyone gave a machzor shekel. What was done with that machzor shekel? The hain liknos mehen karbonos tzibur shel kol shana v'shana. That apparently was a yearly thing for the purpose of purchasing the animals for the karbonos tzibur. We know that there are two different types of karbonos, right? There's a karbon yachid and a karbon tzibur. Karbon yachid, let's say I did aveira and I have to bring a karbon chata, so that's my responsibility to pay for it myself. Or I have to bring a karbon shlomim because some good thing happened, or a karbon tod or something. That's a karbon yachid. So each person brings a karbon, is responsible for paying for it himself. What about the communal karbonos? Let's say the daily karbon every day, the karbon tamid was brought in the morning, or karbon tamid in the afternoon. It's not the case that every Jew came to the Beis Hamikdash every day and brought a karbon. No, one karbon tamid was brought on behalf of the whole Jewish tzibur. So where did that money come from? That's what Rashi's telling us here. That matzah shekel was used. They liknos man karbon tzibur shakol v'shana v'shana. And Rashi adds, v'hushu b'hem aniyim v'ashirim. In that, poor people, rich people, equal. Everybody's on the same plane in that regard. And also tuma nemra lechapra nafshosechem. That's why the pasuk says lechapra nafshosechem, meaning shakarbonos lekapara imbain. Those communal offerings, whether the daily tamid or the musaf on Shabbos and Yantav, etc., were bought for kapara. So it's lechapra nafshosechem. Then the third donation referred to here, shleishis trumas hamishkan. That's for donating the materials of the mishkan. And that says Rashi v'lo hoisa yad kulam shavibah ela ish ish mashen adavo libo. That wasn't equal from everybody. Everybody gave what he could afford and we felt like giving. But in any event, we have a hint here in Rashi to the fact that it wasn't just the thing described in the beginning of Parshas Kisisa, Parshas Shkolim, and the fulfillment of which is detailed here in Parshas Pekudei, in this week's Sedra, is, you know, it was not a one was not completely a one-time situation. Actually, this seems to be that every single year, Rashi says, they had to collect for the Karbonos Tzibur. And therefore, the Rambam tells us in the fifth source, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, Mitzvah Kuf, Ayin Aleph, 171, Rashi writes, Rambam writes, He said, Tzivanu loseis machtes ha-shekel b'chol shana. V'hu omri yisaleh, the psukim in Kispos, in Kisiso, v'nos nish kol v'nav shol Hashem, etc. Rashi, and Zeidu kol v'al apkudin, Rambam quotes the psukim from Parshas Kisiso. And that is a mitzvah, says the Rambam, it's one of Taryag mitzvahs to give a machtes ha-shekel every single year. Women are not obligated to give because it says only those who were counted in terms of the census and so on. And says the Rambam, logically, right, this mitzvah only applies in the days of Beis Hamikdash because it's the only time it's necessary to purchase animals for karbonos. Without a Beis Hamikdash, no karbonos, there's no matzah shekel. And the Rambam tells us this as well in the beginning of Hilchos Shkolin. Has Hilchos Shkolin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, mitzvahs asei min haTorah, litein kol ish miyisrael machtes haShekel b'chol shana v'shana. It's a regular one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, mitzvahs asei, to give every year a half a shekel. Afilu ani amispanis min atzok yechayev, even a very poor person lives off charity has to give. V'shol me'acher, he has to borrow from somebody else. Or he, Moche or Moche Ksus Shalk Sefer, he sells his shirt, whatever he's got to do, but no, send Matza Shekel. Yeah. Right. That's another sickle Torah, why the Rambam brings that up here. Usually, the idea of Shol Moche Ksuso is by things which require personal needs, like Nechanik. The only thing is here, because it says, he quotes it, it says in the Torah you can't. Anyway, and then he says the technical point, you have to give it all at one shot, not an eighth of a shekel now, and then a sixteenth of a shekel later, give it all at one shot. But my point is, the Rambam tells us this is a mitzvah, a say, mida oraisa, to give matzah a shekel.
Do you get the same thing from Rashi?
Huh? Well, Rashi, again,
because the Kabbalah's tunnel is tunnel, but he doesn't seem to say that the tunnel is tunnel.
Well, I think Rashi said
no,
I think you have to say it because it means that, his language was the Shane is the second one then
right.
Was
for the Kabbalah.
No, but calls, but he says Shana v'Shana. I mean, it's hard to imagine. You want to say this collect only one time?
Right.
Yeah, I see. I don't know if you've been dark like that, in Rashi. All right, now what was done with this Matzah Shekel? So again, that's the Rambam.
White woman Pata.
Because it says L'chol ha'over al hapkudim, only those who were in the counting, the census, you know, for the draft and so on. So women are exempt. That doesn't mean they're not including the carbonas. That's a different stickle tar, which is not for tonight. We may have talked about once years ago. A number of years ago, yeah. What was done with this? So in source number 7, the Rambam tells us, again, it's Hilchos Shkolim. I'm sorry, not the Rambam, the Mishnah. Source number 7, forgive me, the Mishnah. In Masechah Shkolim, Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph says the following. Hatruma Mahayu Osinba, what do they do with this contribution? Lokimba Tmidim Umasafim Niskehem Haomer Ustea Lechem Velechem Aponim Bechol Karmanos Tibor. All these communal offerings are related to the Beis HaMikdash and Mishkan. And the Rambam actually adds, okay, the Rambam in Perek Dalet of Hilchos Shkolim, Halacha Aleph, Truma Salishka Maya Seba, Maya Seba, Lokim Mimena Tmidim Shokoyom, Vahamusafim Bechol Karmanos Tibor, Veniskehem, Vahamelach. Shemokinbo color carbonus, you know, every carbon needs salt, that's a lot of salt. You know, like when they collect the salt for the snow, you know, in New York City, they have this pile of salt. I need a pile of salt in the base of Mikdash too, right? Someone's got to pay for it. V'chein ha'eitzim. Likewise, the wood, I mean, you know, all this fire burning, someone had to donate the wood. Now, the truth is, individuals donated the wood too, but they didn't have enough, whatever, so someone had to pay for that. Well, you know, the Beis HaMikdash is a big operation. It costs money to operate it, right? So, right, you had to pay for the Torahs. Uschar Oseha, and the people who made the Torahs, someone had to chop up and mix the spices together. Lechem aponim
was for the
Torah. And also lechem aponim. Lechem aponim star lechem aponim. Also, both of those things.
Doesn't also pay for any kind of clerical work.
It doesn't look like that, right?
And because also, there's nothing on the base of Mikdash itself.
Right, not in terms of the kelim. That's a different thing. This is talking about
the base of Mikdash, the structure, the upkeep, the main.
Right. That's better kabbalah. That's different. There was funds for that. That wasn't about the second.
What about the fake toil and the selling company? Why they deserve salary?
Well, that's why I think there was more of a kunst to it, right? There was not one to do it. There was more human.
There's only one family that's
right, right. I don't know. Why would they get? I don't know. I'm not sure.
It's almost mashmalas. This is including the korbanot somehow.
What sounds like from here is that this is all related to kapara.
That's correct.
And
the question is why those
that's
things
why
more
all
than
all the other ancillary items. What's interesting is Oskepe, you know,
Ktores and
Ktores, which is unique because it doesn't fit all the other criteria.
That's an interesting point. And the Rambam lists the rest. Omer, Shalechem, Paraduma. When they needed a Paraduma, it was rare Paraduma. It wasn't cheap to get a Paraduma. Remember that Gemara that the guy had a paraduma and they paid a huge amount, right? The father was sleeping, right? Don Messina, right? And so Don Messina had the paraduma.
You don't mention Shemin to the menorah.
I don't know if this is it. Don Messina, I don't know if this is exhaustive list. Also the Sar HaMishtaleach, right? The sari that was thrown off the cliff on Yom Kippur, the goat. So all these things, Lashon Shel Zohoris, the Shekosh Menkanov, Kol Elu Boim Mitzumas Mitzalishko. Anyway, so they had what to do with this money, so they needed the money. Good. The Sefer HaChinuch, source number 9, Mitzvah Kuf Hei, summarizes, he says, Sheitim Kalechem Yisrael, Benes Hashem, Malah, Ben Anu, Ben Hashem, Matzah, Shekel, etc. And he goes, like the Rambam goes to all the different things that they use it for. And then he writes in the second paragraph of source 9, Mishar Sheha Mitzvah, Sheratza Kodesh Baruch, Ulatovas Kol Yisrael, Ulazakosom, Shee Yad Kulam Shove, Bidlar HaKarbonas HaKrevim Lefonav, Kol HaShana Basmada. Kodesh Baruch wanted every Jew to have an equal share in these communal things, the Karbonas that brought every Jew, the matter of your standing. Everyone was equal in this regard. Everyone had the same schus. And therefore, echad ani v'echad asher, etc. Shavim b'mitzvah achas afanav v'halav zikaron kulan ayideh ha'mitzvah klun bo yachad atovah lefanav. V'aliyah says zikaron ha'kol nemer mitzvah mekabal deshek osadam ha'malav. Fine. So the Sefer Chinuch says this is a great equalizer. Right? And every Jew had a share in all of these communal things. That's what the Matzah Shekel is about. Now, Okay, so when was this taken care of? When did you have to do this matzah shekel? How often? Did they wait till it run out? So here we find something else. And source number 10 is a pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. We laid it on the Rosh Chodesh. Bamidbar Perek Chof Ches Pasuk Yud Dalad. What's interesting to us is the second part of the pasuk. Zos Olas Chodesh Bechodsho Lechodsha Hashanah. This is the offering each and every month and the months of the year. So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, on Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, source 11, Gemara asks, how do we know that that the Nisan, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, if you remember, mentions that there are four Rosh Hashanahs, the Mishnah, first Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah. There are 4 days during the course of the Jewish calendar year that is considered Rosh Hashanah for one purpose or another. I always tell the students, this sounds strange, but the truth is we have the same thing in the secular calendar, right? I mean, you know, the year changes January 1st, right? Right, taxes by April 15th. The fiscal year is, July 1st, right, is the fiscal year. The academic year starts in September, I mean, right? So, you know, we also have different New Years and so on for different things. So, anyway, one of the things that New Year's for Nisan, it says, L'chumas ha'shkolim. So the Gemara says, and Rosh Hashanah Zayin off, Menolan, Amar B'yosha, Zos olas chodesh b'chodesh l'chodesh Hashanah, Amra Torah, what it means is, Chadesh v'havei karban mitrumah chadosha. There comes a certain month where you have to bring karbanas from a new gathering, from a new set of contributed matzah shekels. Okay? And when is that? That's in Nisan. V'gamrei shana shana v'nisan. We shana l'chana chodesh shana. Okay? Because it says they learn a gzera shava, and then the Gemara proposed maybe they should have learned it from another gzera shava. It's not. It's from this gzera shava. Rashi, the same Gemara appears slightly differently in Megillah Chav Testament Beis. And for whatever reason, Rashi's comments are there in Megillah Chav Testament Beis, not in Rosh Hashanah Zayin Aleph. It was more or less the same Gemara. So Rashi just explained, I printed in Source 12, Rashi just explains, it says, what's the drasha? Because it says, Zos olas chodesh b'chodcho l'chodcha shana. Sounds a little verbose. Right? Rashi says, kol hani chadoshim lomeli. What do you have to keep? Zos olas chodesh b'chodcho shana. So what's all these chadoshim? So one of them is drasha to be chadesh, in the word new, which of course relates to chodesh month also, right, the new moon. Ela amar Torah, says Rashi in source 12, yesh l'cha chodesh shatot tzorech l'chodcho b'havas olos t'midu l'saf mitruma chadosha. There is one month every year when you've got to bring stuff from the new collections. V'zeh Nisan. And that is Nisan, as the Gemara goes on to say. And
the,
so
the question is even more. Because this is the, these are the psukim that we learn on Rosh Chodesh. This is the korban of Rosh Chodesh.
Right, correct, correct.
And now we're taking it out of context.
Right, we're taking it out of context, correct, and we're deriving a whole.
It's another angel.
But it relates to a Chodesh, that's the point. Right, correct. It relates to a particular Chodesh, and that's Chodesh Nisan. And so the Rambam Paskins, again, in Hilchos Shkolim, Perek Dalet, Halacha Yud Aleph, the Rambam writes, Mishayagir Rosh Chodesh Nisan, says the Rambam, once Rosh Chodesh Nisan arrives, Ein Makriven Karbanos Atzibur Elamichuma Chadosha. You cannot bring any karbanos tzibur anymore from the old money, has to be the new money. But if they don't have enough for whatever reason, then b'di'evet lo k'menei shana. Lefichach, im higia rosh chodesh nisan, v'yeshem behemos atzmidim etchum yishana. What do you do if you have leftovers? He tells you what to do with that. But the key line again for us is the first line, mishiagia rosh chodesh nisan, ein makriven karbanos tzibur el etchum chadosh, which means that the new contributions have to be in by when? By rosh chodesh nisan. That's how the Gemara learns. So we've seen so far there's a mitzvah matzah shekel to give every single year for the purpose of purchasing the karbanos, and apparently every year Nisan you have to have a new set of matzah shekels in to be able to purchase new the animals from the new offering by Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Therefore, so the Rambam says they have leftover stuff, so they would buy karbanos and just burn them in his back, or keep them in his back. It's cool. Okay. Anyway, the Mishnah in Shkolim. And the first mission, in the very beginning of Masechet Shkolim, we'll read the mission first when I make that comment, right. The source number 14, the mission in Shkolim says, Be'echad be'adar mashmin ala Shkolim. That's all the part of the mission we need for right now, okay. On the first of Adar is when they announce about the Shkolim. They also announce about Kilayim, which is not for us now, and then various other public needs and so on and so forth. So the Mishnah tells us here, the very first Mishnah in Shkolim, Masechet Shkolim, tells us that it's on the first of Adar. In other words, basically, they gave the people a month to get their matzah shekels in. On the first of Adar, they began to announce, get your matzah shekels in now. Right? They give people a month. Why a month? So first of all, the Rishalmi says that there's no Bavli on Shkolim. Even though it appears, Masechet Shkolim appears in the Bavli. It's Yerushalmi. It's the one Masechet Yerushalmi that's learned as part of the regular Bavli, Daf Yomi. Right, usually, right, in any standard Bavli Shas, and if the Pesachim comes Shkalim, but it's really Yerushalmi. Of course, it appears in Yerushalmi too, just a different pagination because they have different commentaries on the page, some. But anyway, but that's the, whatever reason, Masechta Shkalim is got absorbed into the Bavel, even though it's only Gemara Yerushalmi. So the Gemara there says, right at the beginning, source number 15, the Gemara in Shkalim says, why would they make this announcement on Echa Ba'ador? So it says, Kadeshiyavir Yisrael Shiklaim Ba'on Asan. So they'll be, everyone have a chance to get the Shkalim in on time. I didn't bring Yerushalmi with me, but the Karbon Eida, the other Mefarshim explained it. We find, for example, in a number of circumstances that the Zman Bezdin is 30 days. When Bezdin, the 30, you know, Choshemishpa, and you have to subpoena somebody or whatever, the amount of Bezdin is always 30 days. Or it may relate to the fact that we know it's 30 days before Yontif, we begin learning the halakas of Yontif, etc. So that's what that's the Zman. So Kadesh Yaviyu says, Yushalmi Yisrael Shekrem Ba'onoson. The Titarein, Trumas Alishka Min Achadosh, Abizman, Abecha Benison. Okay? And then the Yushalmi goes on, kind of to say in different words, in Yushalmi style, the same thing we saw before, in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah Dab Zayin Amid Aleph, or Megillah Chav Tesam Beis, how they learned that it was the first of Nisan, or why on Nisan, is there a Shova? Okay, so with extra words, it turns out it's a month of Nisan. Very nice. And that is the halacha. The Rambam writes in Perek Aleph and Vilkos Shkolam halacha test, the next source, 16. The Echad the Adar, on the first of Adar, Mashmi and Allah Shkolam, they would announce about the Shkolam, Kidei Sheyachim Kol Echad Echad Machta Shekel Shalom. And we'll get their Machta Shekel ready. The year Asib Liten, they're ready to give. Now, B'chamishosar, but on the 15th of the month, Yashu HaShulchanim, Shulchanim are like collectors, tax collectors, would sit B'chol Medina Medina, every neighborhood, every township, or whatever, every county, the Tovin Benachas. They would, you know, nicely, gently ask, did you give your master shekel in yet? They would ask you nicely, benachas, you know. B'chol mishitem, let me kabbalu mero, mishalom nasarein, kovonos, if they don't want to give a guy, they don't bother him, in a rush, not late for meeting, but they didn't bother him. But b'chamishah v'esrimbo, 25th of the month, then Yashu mitos libros, umikan v'elech kofin, es mishalom nasarein, shitem. Then they give a guy a hard time. The guy doesn't want to give, yeah, right now, there's only five more days, you got to give it now. They would check him to give. Okay, and then we even take things from the season from if they had to and so on. But that's how the Rambam works out. But the initial time is, as we said, Rosh Chodesh Adar Be'echad Be'adar.
Is the Rambam now, repeating something we know from the Mishnah?
Well, the Rambam is Chutz Halacha. Yeah.
No,
the other stuff's in the Gemara. Yeah. Okay, now, the Sefer HaChinuch writes, at the end of Mitzvah Kufay, I printed in source 17, the Sefer HaChinuch writes the following. Benoheges bizman habayis. This whole mitzvah to collect matzah shekel, like we saw earlier in the Sefer Mitzvahs of the Rambam, Kuf Ayin Aleph. Okay, this whole mitzvah matzah shekel applies only bizman habayis. Shechayav and losses from Kol Yisrael. Bena omdi baaretz or chutzar. It doesn't matter if you lived in Eretz Yisrael, lived in chutzar. Every Jew had to contribute. But for shalom bizman habayis, once it's only based on mitzvah, then ain chayav ba'adam afilo omdi baaretz. Even if you live in Eretz Yisrael, there's no mitzvah matzah shekel, and if you don't give it, it's mivat panasei. Then he writes in the third line of source 17. Ve'achshav ba'manos. Now we have no more base of mikdash, no shekel. So he says, you know what we have instead? Listen to this. Nagu kol Yisrael lezechar hadavar likros bebeis hakneses bechol shana b'shana parshazu shel kisisa ad v'lakachto es kesar kipurim b'shabes shulifnei rosh chodesh adar la'olam. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, the Rishon. Okay, the Sefer HaChinuch says that we don't anymore have the Matzah Shekel, there's no more Beis HaMikdash, but the Minig in Klal Yisrael is to read the Parsha of Shkolim, right, on Kisisa, to read that in Shul every year, when? On the Shabbos, immediately prior to Rosh Chodesh Adar. And that, of course, is the Shabbos, right, because this coming Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Adar is Sunday, Monday,
so it's Shabbos lower, before, huh? A lower level than the Kriyas of Torah itself.
Well, we'll see. Let's see. That's exactly what I'm talking about. It looks that way, maybe not, though. He says, no, go call Yisrael.
So you're saying because the Kol Yisrael and the Kabbalah and the Sefer.
That's what we'll get to.
Saying the Korbanot instead of doing them?
Oh, that's exactly what I'm going to get to. Maybe enough coming in. Let's see. That's what I'm going to get to. I just threw in one other thing relating to the beginning of Adar. Basically, the real reason they collected Me'echad Adar was to give everybody a chance, a month, basically, to get their Matzah Shekels in. But there is one other thing. If we look in Megillas Esther, after all, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Purim coming up. If we look in the Source 18, Megillas Esther, Paragimel, when Haman presents his plot to annihilate the Jews, so it says in Pasuk Ches, Paragimel. Va'omer Haman l'melech Achashverosh, yeshno am echad mefuzor parad ben ha'amim. Right, the famous, there's a scattered nation among your people. V'chom minos ha'melech, v'chom minos ma'chusech, v'dosehem shonos mikolam, v'esdoseh ha'melech ein amosim ha'melech ein shomel ha'nichon. Right, Haman makes his pitch to Achashverosh to wipe out the Jews. And here's Pasuk Ches. Imam ha'melech told you, kasev la'abdom. If it please the king, please write a decree to wipe them out. And it says Haman, he knew how to grease the wheel. Okay, you know, like saying Yiddish, right? As Mishmer Portman, right? He threw a little money in. Vaseres alafim kikar kesef eshkol. Al yedei osam loch alahadu agin zamelech. And I'll make it worth your while financially. We'll bring into the treasure house of the king 10,000 aseres alafim kikar kesef. Okay, that's what Haman proposed. And of course, we know Achashverosh initially accepted it. We all know how the story turned out. So in Maseches Sofer, next source, the two different versions, it's Par Kaf Aleph. Here it's in Halacha Bay, some versions of Halacha Dalet, whatever it says, Echad Ba'Adar Mashmir Ashkalam, Lama Echad Ba'Adar, why the first of Adar? Shayat Safu Vigalav Yadualis name Mishamu Ha'olam Kakarish Baruch, who knew in advance, obviously. Shayat Haman HaRasha Asid Lishko Kikrosav Al Yisrael, that at some point in the future Haman was going to pile up a lot of skull and a lot of cash against the Jews. The Jews get it in on Rosh Chodesh Adar, so their skull are in first. That's what the Maseches Sofrim says. And actually appears in the Gemara too. In Megillah at the end of Daf Yudimel at Beis, source 20. Right, but that's why you're given, okay, I mean, again, that's a drush, kind of, but I did want to throw it in there. It's interesting, Tosus over there, in Megillah, a few blot later on, Tes Zanim and Aleph, has a whole calculation. The Docha, Sar Alpha, Kikar Kaspa, Shamati, Tosus, and source 21, Shasara Alpha, Kikar Kesef, Olin Chatzi Shekel, Lechol Echad Misrael, Shir Sheish Mails, Eleph, Kishios Mitzrayim. He figured out a whole lumdus, and there's a Bach there. I mean, I don't have a page now, we don't have time to go through it. You want to do some math. So take a look at that Tosus on Megillah, Tes Zanim and Aleph. There's only one Tosus, a little Tosus on the middle of the page that's sticking in. Mostly I got it on that Gemara. And then there's a Bach, a long Bach. Hey, he figures out how many Jews per year, how many years, you know, it all adds up exactly to the amount of money that Haman was giving. Okay, and so our Shkolim sort of nullified his Shkolim. Very good. All right. Now, this idea of reading Parsha Shkolim, mentioned in the Sefer Chinuch, and Henry noted that it says, Nahagu Kol Yisrael, but the truth is, it's a Mishnah. It's even earlier than I said before, it's a Rishon. It is, the Chinuch is a Rishon, but it's even earlier, it's actually a Mishnah. And that is in the Mishnah in Megillah Chav Tes Amud Aleph, source 22, the Mishnah says, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbos. When Rosh Chodesh Adar lands on Shabbos, not the case this year, but sometimes Rosh Chodesh Adar lands on Shabbos, so then Korin B'Parsha Shkolim, you read Parsha Shkolim on that Shabbos. That'll become one of those Shabbos where you read from three different Sefer Torah, right? You read the Parsha Shavua, then it's Rosh Chodesh, you have to read the Rosh Chodesh laning, and then you'll read Shkolim. Again, it's not Nogea this year. Chalios B'Socha Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh falls during the week, like this year, so then Magdim L'Shavar, you read Parsha Shkolim on the Shabbos before. And again, even says the Mishnah, you know, even if it's, you know, Rosh Chodesh not to fly, we always read it before. Okay? So, basically, that's what we do, and it's based on this Mishnah that we read Parsha Shkolim on the Shabbos immediately prior to Rosh Chodesh Adar. Now, look at Rashi in source 23. Very interesting comment. Rashi writes, Korin to Parsha Shkolim, why? Lehodia Shiavil Shiklehem Ba'adar. To notify people that they should bring in their machta shekels during Adar, Kedei Shiakriva Be'echad Benisan Mitzruma Chadosha. So the money will be in by Echad Benisan. You look, and the Daik and Rashi sounds like it's an older practice. That was done in the Beis Hamikdash days already. Because look what it says. It was calling the Parsha Shkolim Hodiya Shiavil. That was the announcement. That's what I'm saying from Rashi. In other words, I made a fuss before, it's in Rishonim. I made a fuss, it's in the Mishnah. It's Mishnah is recording it, according to Rashi, that this was the practice yet in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, to read on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, to read Parsha Shkolim. So people, that's what Rashi says, right? Well, Hodiya Shiavil Shiklem Adar.
Annual Seder effort.
Right. It had nothing to do with that, exactly. It was whatever they did, but they would read from the Sefer Torah, that, again, that's the simple reading of Rashi. So that's an interesting thing. So it turns out, Henry, there's a very old practice to read Parsha Shkolim on the Shabbos before, according to the way Rashi learned. And the Meiri implies this way as well. Okay, the Meiri there in Megillah Chav Tes Amud Aleph also implies That's part of the. In fact, basically, there were two things, right? They would bashmir our shkolin, okay, and they would also read from it. They would make a general announcement, I guess, during the week, okay. Look at the Meiri on again. I printed it, source 24. Right, he's commenting on this Mishnah, Chav Tef and Alf Megillah. Look at the third line. The Achshav Hu Omer Sheosin Lo Hashma Acheres. There's the Mishnah in shkolin, Parak Alf Mishnah Aleph. The Echad Ba'Adar Mashmir our shkolin. That sounds like a general announcement that was made. The Meiri says from this Mishnah we learned there was another announcement made. The Achshav, look at the Loshen. The Achshav Hu Omer Sheosin Lo Hashma Acheres. The He Kriyas Parsha Shkolin. There was a second announcement made, or another. I don't know which one came first, but there was another announcement. There was an announcement on Shabbos, and then I guess on Echad Ba'adar also they would make another announcement. So according to Rashi and the Meiri over here, the reading Parsha Shkolin in advance of Rosh Chodesh Adar was something that was done yet in Beis Hamikdash times to notify people. The Omer Alzesh Yuchalas if it's on Shabbos they'd make it out on Shabbos, otherwise they'd make it beforehand. Okay, so according to this anyway, we find that the Kriya of Parsha Shkolin is a very old practice. Okay, now, the Rambam, we'll skip 25, that's just the Gemara and Megillah again, like we explained before. The Rambam paskins in Hilchos Tfila, Parak Yud Gimel Halacha Chaf. The Rambam brings this Halacha. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shechalios B'Shabbos, Karn B'Parsha Shkolin, U'Maftirin B'Hiyo Adar Kohen, fine, that's the Maftir. V'chein Imcha Rosh Chodesh Adar Lios B'Toch HaShabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar is during the week, V'Afil B'Erev Shabbos, even if it's not till the next Friday, still, Magdimin V'Karn B'Shabbos, Shalafon B'Parsha Shkolin. Then he says, B'Shniya Karn Zohar. Okay, and then you read Parsha Zohar after that, and then the rest of the Dalet Parsha, as the Rambam spells out. Likewise, in the Shulchan Aruch, we find verse 27, Orachayim, Siman Tov Reish, Pei Hei, Sif Aleph, Rosh Chodesh, Adar, Hasamuch, L'Nisan. He's careful, because there are two Adars sometimes, like this year. So he tells us which Adar is this done in. It's Rosh Chodesh, Adar, Hasamuch, L'Nisan. It's the second Adar, the one that's next to Nisan, right? Because again, the whole idea is to get the Matzah Shekel coins in by Nisan. So Rosh Chodesh writes, again, Siman Tov Reish, Pei Hei, Sif Aleph, Rosh Chodesh, Adar, Hasamuch, L'Nisan, Chodesh, B'Shabbos, Korin, Parshish, Kolem, Shik, Yisisa, Adar, Sisa, Kirna, Chodesh, Umaftir, Chodesh, Yoda, etc. Umaftir, and Shoshas, Swarm, and so on. And if not, you read it the following. Read it the previous Shabbos. Okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says the following. The Mishnah, the important Mishnah Berurah. This is against the Tov Reish Pei Hei and Sifkot Nalav. Mishnah Berurah writes, Rosh Chodesh Adar, so let's see what he has to say. Avar Bekitzer Inyan Dalet Parshios. Let me go over Bekitzer, says the Mishnah Berurah, the matter of the Dalet Parshios. Who Chazal Tiknu Likros Dalet Parsha B'Shana Merosh Chodesh Adar Merosh Chodesh Nisan Lizikaron Dalet Dvarim V'Heim Elu Harishona He Parsha Shkolin. Now listen carefully to the words of the Mishnah Berurah. Lizikron Mitzvus Machtzis Hashekel. Mishnah Berurah seems to say that the purpose of reading Parsha Shkolin is to remember. It's a zikaron to remember that there was once a mitzvah to give the Matzah Shekel. That's different than we said from Rashi and Meir.
Like doesn't have to be.
Okay, it could be both. Okay, I hear.
What you had to do, now it's just...
Okay, could be. But the question... Yeah.
That's the difference between Zechal HaMikdash and Zechal HaChorban.
Yeah, right. That the Rav spoke about. Different psukim. But anyway, that the Mishnah Berurah's lashon is, again... Lezichon mitzvahs machta shekel she's bor b'samo shemuchiyav l'tein l'tein l'isha l'korban tam l'choshana hashniyah parshas zohar. It talks about that, and then there's parshas pora and then parshas chodesh. Look at the very end of that paragraph, that's the Sifkot Aleph. He writes at the very end, the ein hakriya hazos elam darbanan. Now that's a question. What is he referring to? Okay, he listed four things: shkolim, zohar, pora, and chodesh. At the end, he says ein hakriya hazos elam darbanan. Is he referring to, what's the Zos? This reading is only Drabban. Is he referring to all four? It could be. Is he referring to all four? This reading of all these four things is only Drabban. And what's the antecedent of that pronoun Zos, right? Was it all four things? And it could be like, we're always accustomed to thinking that everybody agrees that Parsha Zohar is Minat Torah. It's not true. Not everybody holds that. Many assume like that, but not everyone holds that way. So it could be the Mishnah Berurah saying basically it's Drabban. Or maybe he's only referring to the very last thing he mentioned, which is Parsha Chodesh, which would mean that Parsha Shkolin maybe holds a derisa. So unlike Henry said before, it's actually on a higher level than the Kriya Torah. It's akin to Zohar and what some say Pora. We're going to come back to that point, but that's an interesting point. Mishnah Berurah's lashon ain akriya zos elu dabanan. See, cotton bays, korin Parsha Shkolin, domar kro.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But that seems to ignore what he starts out with. He says tikna.
Right, Enochanami, the Chazal Tikno, right. You're correct. Okay, so, but
it's a little easier to swallow than he's saying Zohar is not deraisa.
Deraisa, because zachar everybody assumes is. Many assume zachar is deraisa. So it's a good question. How are you going to reconcile? I agree with you. Okay, I agree. All right, now in the set, but your point is, it looks like it's the whole thing. I agree. Look at the Sukkot and Beis. Karim Parshish Kol. The Omar Kros Zos Olas Chodesh Bechodesh Chodesh Hashana. The High Lechodesh Yisteirahu. It's an extra word Chodesh, like we saw before. El Omar Tor Yesha Chodesh Atotzarch Lechodesh Bavos Olas Min Musaf Etc. Etc. Okay, everything we mentioned before has been on Chodesh Nisan. Fine, that's what we saw. This Mishnah Berurah is derived almost verbatim from the Levush, the earlier authority, the Levush against the Tofresh Pehei Sif Aleph. The Levush also writes, Chazal Tiknu Likos Dal Parashat B'Shana. Again, sounds like Chazal Tiknu, like you were saying. Alright, and to remember four things. First is Parashat Shkon. He also says, and not also, the Mishnah Berurah takes almost verbatim, Lezichron Mitzvah Maftis HaShekel. It's to remember the mitzvah of Machta Shekel. And then he says the same thing in the next paragraph, more or less like the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the issue is as follows. What exactly, then, is our kriya of Machta Shekel today, of Parshas Shkolim today? There's really two, you could look at it as two different things. One, we're simply continuing the old practice. They always read from the Torah on Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar, and what we're doing is basically, yes, it's only a zikaron, but a zikaron for what? Is it a zikaron for the kriya, or a zikaron for the mitzvah of reading? See, there's two different ways to look at it. Either our reading Matza Shekel is to remember that they always, from time immemorial, Jews, the Jewish practice was to lay in Parshas Shkolim on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. So that's what we're doing too. Hagamah, the reason doesn't apply anymore. They were doing it to get the people to have to get their Matza Shekels in, and we're not doing it for that reason, but we're doing it to remember what they used to do back then. Or, that's how we could learn. The Mishnah Berurah, based on Levush, seems not to be saying that way. He says, no, it's our way of remembering the actual giving of the Matza Shekel. Okay, so actually this is not my Hakira, but Tzi Pesach Frank mentioned it's not on the sheets, and I have it on the sheets, but in the Sefer Mikroi Kodesh on Purim, in Purim Simen Gimel, Parsha Shkolim, but Tzi Pesach Frank makes this very Hakira. He says, the Gemara in Megillah quotes and so on, everything we mentioned, and he says, "Ubizman hazeh kriyas parsha shkolim he zechel amikdash." Okay, the kriya is a zechel amikdash, meaning to remember what they used to do in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, namely reading the parsha. It's a zikaron for the reading of the parsha. And he writes, "The tzorach iyam the Mishnah Berurah." He says, "I think the Mishnah Berurah is difficult. Who says that the mitzvah is to recall the giving of the matzah shekel?" He says in Ha'ara 3 on the bottom. He says, "Lefi pashtus divrei haGemara," and he quotes Rashi and the Meiri. That's how I knew to find out the Meiri. If Tzipes Frank sends you there, he says that Rashi and that Meiri Yotze says of Tzipes Frank in the footnote 3. Yotze shemitzas kriyas parsha shkolim is mana mikdash ikara bala hoda shiavira shiklayim the geder mitzas hakriya he hashma ala shkolim. The purpose was to announce about the shkolim. Ubizman hazeh sheein mitzas nesina shkolim no heges lo shaya hashma lahavi shiklayim. There's no announcement to bring the shekel, but here's the key words: umitzus hakriya hirak lezecher hakriya b'mikdash. Our reading is to remember the reading they used to do in the Beis Hamikdash. However, he says ulam midivre alavush mishnah berurah yotze shekriyas parshas kol miskon zanz lekon mitzus nesinas matzah shekel. That's different, and that's together b'toris and shalma parim sfaseinu. Right? They used to give the matzah shekel, so now we're going to read about giving the matzah shekel. Okay, kiilu anu mekayim mitzus nesinas matzah. So he's medayic over here that there are two different ways to look at it. And you want to know something? He has a nafkamina. An interesting nafkamina lahalacha. He says, take a look back in Siman Aleph, note 1 of this section of Purim, and he says you'll find there a nafkamina. So, I look back, and sure enough, the nafkamina is, can a katan lane the Parshas Shkolim? Says the Tzi Pesach Frank, he says, if you hold that the origin of the reading of Matzah of Parsha Shkolim was to tell people to get their Matzah shekels in, then who in the world cares who reads it? The cotton career back then, what's the difference? The whole idea is to make the announcement. Right? There's no, it's not a matter of Kedusha. It's basically someone with a loud voice, you know, should remind people. Right? So that's what he says over here. He says it doesn't matter if it's a cotton. So if our reading of Parsha Shkolim today is to remember the reading of Parsha Shkolim in the days of the Beis Hamikdash, so then a cotton should be able to lay. Assuming a cotton lays anyway, so a cotton should be able to lay in that also. Why in the world not? He said it was just an announcement. Okay? However, he says, if the Das HaMachmir be caught in the Parsha Shkolim, that'll work according to Lavush and the Mishnah Berurah. Why? Because they hold that the reading of Matzah of Parsha Shkolim is to remember the mitzvah of giving Matzah Shekel. So Pashtus is, it should be read by somebody who is Mechuyev to give the Matzah Shekel, namely, someone over Bar Mitzvah. So therefore, he says, that's a nafkamina in this, the tool of this Chakira, of how to look at the mitzvah of Kriyas Parsha Shkolim. Is it a din in remembering the Zecher of the Kriya, or is it a Zecher of the mitzvah Matzah Shekel? So leave it. He comes up with an afkamina.
I have never learned
Yeah.
If Rosh Chodesh is on Thursday,
yeah,
and we're laning on Shabbos,
yeah,
but a boy is going to become Bar Mitzvah.
Oh, very good. So what do you know? You're mechavin to the Binyan Shlomo. Yeah. We'll get to it in a second. Very close to what the Binyan Shlomo said, but we'll get to that in a second. But I want to just stretch out this nafkamina a little bit different, because the truth of the matter is we don't really have kids under Bar Mitzvah laning anyways. So the question doesn't come. It's a nice nafkamina. It's a good chakira.
Yeah, we don't let the Bar Mitzvah boy.
Oh, so here we come. So, right. Yeah. Not only that, but it comes into something else. Take a look for a second. We now come upon one of the famous Shkolim. Let's see. We come upon one of the famous machlokas about Shkolim. Maybe part two. Now we're going to see maybe Shkolim to watch. Okay, look at source number 30. So this is one of the famous machloksim with regards to the mitzvah of Shkolim. The Mishnah says, Parak Aleph of Shkolim, Mishnah Gimel, source 30. It says, as we said, the Chamishos Arbo, you had read the Rambam, it's, you know, what happened on 15:25, it's in this Mishnah. Okay, it wasn't the Mishnah I read earlier, it was in this Mishnah, right? Mishnah Gimel. The Chamishos Arbo, people sat and so on and so forth. And who did they take from? So look in the second line. The Mashke Levim, Yisraelim, Gerim, Avadim Shukharim, Avalo Noshim, Avadim Uktanim. Right, you didn't collect Matzah Shekel from Noshim Avadim Uktanim, unless Kol Katan Shehiskel Avad Lishkayodo, the father gave in his bath, so he could still give in his bath. Fine. Says the Rabbeinu Avadim Bar Tanura, source 31, the Rabbi Bar Tanura. What is a Katanim? I always think, I always thought Katanim meant under the age of Bar Mitzvah, right? However, says the Bar Tanura, Katanim, Afilu Hevish Tesaris, even if he's physically mature, the Hupachos Mi Ben Esrim. Why? Because let's go back to Parshas Kishis at the very beginning. What does it say in the Pasuk of Shkolim? Miben Esrim Shana Vamala. So says the Bar Tanur, we have a different definition of cotton for Matzah Shekel. Why? Because it says in the Torah. Well, I can't argue. So for all things, you become Bar Mitzvah at the age of 13. But for the Mitzvah of Matzah Shekel, says the Bar Tanur, you don't have to give. You're over Bar Mitzvah, but you don't have to give 320. That's exactly what he says. And by the way, as we'll show you right now, he's not a Das Yachid here. He is not a Das Yachid. Okay, in fact, in source 32, it appears that way from Rashi in Menachos. There's a Rashi like that. Rashi says, whatever the sugi is, it's that same sugi. Who gives? What about Kohanim? Because Kohanim were not counted in the census. Okay, different issue. And other reasons that they can't give. But, Mem Vavmud Beis in Menachos says, Rashi, B'divim Haskel She'en Oshok Lachote, the Kol Haroi Lipokit Kamar Dahainu Mi Ben Chof Shon of Amala. Rashi also seems to subscribe to this view that the mitzvah of Machzah Shekel is only incumbent upon somebody who is over the age of, is over the age of 20. Okay? Source 33. Moving right along. The Ramah seems to hold this way. Because the Ramah, in this source, this is Aruch Chaim Siman Tov Reish Tzadi Dalet, Sif Aleph. So the Chabah writes, Chayav Kol Adam Litein Lefachos Shtei Matanos Shnei Aniyim. That's Matanos Avyonim. And now the Ramah quotes the famous minig. Yesh Omrim Sheyesh Litein Kodem Purim Machtzis Min Hamadeya Akavua Be'osom Machvos Azman. Many people have the minig that on Purim night they give out, they give Matzah as a remembrance of the Matzah Shekel. Right? That plates in the shul, you know, with the half dollars, right? That's what this is. That's based on this Ramah to give half of the matbeah hakavua ba'osa makmozman, whatever the currency is at that time in your country here in America, the dollar. So you give half a dollar, right? To give it zeicher matzah shekel. That's not really matzah shekel. In fact, they make a fuss. You shouldn't say it's a matzah shekel because then they'll have hekta status. They can't do anything with it. So you say it's zeicher matzah shekel. Fine. Shenos nivador. And it says three times Tumah B'Hashem, so we give three Matzah Shekel. That's the minig. You all know this minig. And in Ramah quotes, some people do it right before Mincha, some people do it before Megillah reading, right? They have these plates out with the half shekels. Everyone goes and gives, you know, $1.50, and he takes the three half shekels, half dollars. Okay? Now, who gives it? And he says, you know, it goes on to say, in Medinas Ostrak, they use this coin, and that, whatever coin was. The end of Ramah writes, second to last line, the Ein Chayav Litno Rak Mishun Ben Esrim Olamalah. The Ramah says the only person who has to participate in this minig is somebody who's over 20, because evidently the Ramah agrees with the Rav and with Rashi that the mitzvah machta shekel only apply to somebody above the age of 20. And that's the Mishnah Berurah explains in Cotton Hay in source 34. Zehu l'das avin avarajim martinura. However, it says the Mishnah Berurah, alam atosis yantif kosav, shaposki chokim, v'srilei d'ben yud gimel l'mala, shu b'chlal ish chayv machta shekel. See, after all, it does say in the Torah also, v'nosnu ish kofar nafsho. I, 20, that was a one, the Pazim Ben Esim, so that was a one time, that was back then. But from the mitzvah, from then on, was a regular definition of gadol and katan, nothing to do with 20, 13. So it's a machlokas. A machlokas. Okay, and the Mishnah writes, we give for little kids anyway. There's the Tosus Yantav, I printed in source 35. Tosus Yantav is a Shkol and Parakal of Mishnah Dalet. He quotes the Bartanura, he thinks the Bartanura is against the Shalmi, and he disagrees. The Rambam also seems to disagree. If you look in source 36, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Shkolim Perek Aleph Halacha Zayin, Hakol Chayav Liter Machta Shekel Kohanim Levim Yisrael Gerim Avodim Meshukroim Avol Ono Nashim Lo Avodim Lo Ktanim. Sounds like he's lumping Nashim Avodim Ktanim together like he does in many other places, and Ktanim means under the age of Bar Mitzvah, and that's also the position of the Ramban. It was my mistake. It's supposed to be good base. Okay? I wrote the wrong thing. It's so I'm sorry. I messed you over there. It says in the source 37, the Ramban is Shmos Parak Lamed. Plus a good base. That's the very beginning of Kisisa. So there, towards the end of a long Ramban, he says, again, about the age of 20, he thinks it's also the age of 13. So it's the Machokis, the Raman, Ramban, and so on. There's a Minchas Chinuch. Again, we're not going to read it now, because it's getting late, but the Minchas Chinuch, and it's a Kufhei Siv Aleph, summarizes. He says that according to the Rambam, according to Ramban, cotton is cotton under the age of 13. Once you're 13, you're Chayav Matzah Shekel. He notes that it's a little bit rare. That's why I printed that Minchas Chinuch. Usually, the Sefer HaChinuch, we don't know who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch, we're not sure exactly. Some attributed to the Ra'or, Baron Levi, others say not. There's a lot of tumbling about who wrote the Sefer HaChinuch. Clearly it was a Rishon, no doubt, because it's quoted. The Sefer HaChinuch very often, most of the time, follows the Rambam in terms of when it's a Machlokas Rishon and what he sides the Rambam. Not here. That's what Minchas Chinuch points out. Minchas Chinuch points out that the Sefer Chinuch here says 20, even though the Rambam seemed to say 13. You look at the end of that paragraph 38, he says, Menota harava mechaber midarach harambam kan. Here is one of the rare cases where the Chinuch doesn't go with the Rambam's, not the only time, really not the only time, but he doesn't go with him. Okay, now, putting all that together, okay, with all of that excitement, we could propose the following question. We read before, see, Pesach Frank had the Nafkamina, that with a cotton under the age of 13, what I want to say is, it would be a nafkamina for what if a guy between 13 and 20? Can an 18-year-old be Parsha Shkolim? If you hold, like Rashi and the Bartanura, and what the Ramos seems to say, and many, Tosfos Yomtov says, is most poskim, the one not like the Tosfos Yomtov, not like the Ramban, but like those other people, that you weren't chayev in Machzis HaShekel unless you were 20, so then if you follow that position, like the Mishnah Berurah and the Lavush, that the reading of Parsha Shkolim is today is to remember not the reading of the days of the Beis Hamikdash, but the giving of the Machzis HaShekel, and such a person wasn't chayev, so then it makes sense to say, guess what? That's to be a big thing. A kid before 20, you have to remember the Baal Kol, you have to make sure he's over 20, according to that point of view. So that would be a very, very interesting nafkamina. The Binyan Shlomo you were chavin to before. The Shlomo HaKomi Vilna.
That's project to Musaf.
Same issue. Same issue with Musaf. What you were referring to, he raised that question. That's one of the things the Besamim Rosh, we discussed in the past, Besamim Rosh is a collection of tribus attributed to the Rosh, but it's assumed it's a forgery. It's not from the Rosh. The Chassam Sofer, I like to call it, or one place calls it the Kizvei HaRosh, Chav Zayin Beis, the false Rosh. But in many editions of some software, whoever printed it, that's a mistake. It should say Kiss there, Rush. They corrected it, put it off him, but he meant it was Zion. But anyway, the Chidor is Mefakmek, whether it's really from the Rush or not. The problem is the Bekiva Eger sometimes quotes it. So I think I said this in the past. I was told, someone told me that the Bekiva Eger knew which things the Rush would have said, had the Rush written. He knew which things. He has some very strange things that some of the Rush
said. Apparently, in kind of the Igrusa, puts forth the opinion that the Rush wrote it.
Some of it was
and then Maskilim got their hands.
Yeah, doctored stuff.
And inserted Chubas on their own.
Right, they're mixed up. So different theories are. The Chidor is not talking about it. But anyway, one of the things he talks about there, but the Acharim talk about it. Can a boy between 13 and 20 is included in Davar Musaf? Because Musaf is the one tefillah which is directly and only relating to Karbanos. All the other tefillahs relate to Rachamim also. But Musaf is just. Now we assume a boy does Davar Musaf, but can it be Motzi the Tzibur? and you want to be machnas, you have to get a chazan was over 20. I don't know what I usually would be tzuchana as a tshuva about it. You know, it says it's okay, but I'm just saying it's the same issue over here. But the Binyan Shlomo has a very interesting from Shlomo HaKom Vilna in his collection in Siman Nun Dalad. He mentioned an interesting thing. It's late, so we'll say it outside. But he says, let's say I have the following. According to that view, the taka cotton shouldn't lane. Parsha Shkolim, because again, our Chakira is, where T. Pesach Frank projected it, is our reading of Parsha Shkolim remembering the reading of the days of the Beis HaMikdash, or is it remembering the giving of the Machzah Shekel? So a Kotan who doesn't have to give the Machzah Shekel shouldn't lane that section. So he discussed, what if you have a kid who, at the time of Rosh Chodesh, Adar is a Kotan, but he's going to be bar mitzvah by Rosh Chodesh Nisan, so he's mechuyev to give the Machzah Shekel. You were saying that's his chakira, so he could lane, because even though at the moment he's a cotton, but he's going to be chayev to give the Machzah Shekel. So Binyan Shlomo has that sort of cute chakira. What's interesting is on top of that, okay, and again I printed here.
He's 12 or he's 19.
No, I'll go either way. You'll bring it in. You'll plug in the ages based on that machlokas.
You compare that to also the sphere.
Yeah, similar question. He's going to become bar mitzvah there. Yeah, maybe. No, but here the point is because he's going to be chayev, so it's in the other direction. It's going back. I just printed on the page to wrap up. There's two more interesting things. The Shulchan Aruch actually paskins anyways. There are more paskins in some Reish Pei Beis. Sivdal Kotan Yik Yochel Likros Parsha Masafin Over Dalad Parsha Shemul Sifin Ba'adar. A Kotan can read it. That's our more paskins. Not on the page. The Kiva Eger there disagrees. That's what he says. The Kiva Eger disagrees, and the minig I think Lishu Zohar is not to. But what I wanted to share with you is an interesting comment or an essay from Reb Sternberg in Moedim Uzmanim in Chelek Vov. Simon Sadi, hey, he has something on Parsha Shkolim. Again, I'll say it outside. But he says that if you hold this way, okay, he quotes that Binyan Shlomo and Sadi, but he mentions that the Kriya of Parsha Shkolim brings about this Kapora, so he wants to argue that Takta, if you hold this way, your point, you have to plug in and you can't read it from the age of 13 to 20. And that would turn out to be quite a fascinating Chumra. I just want to finish there is another issue, and that is the issue I said before about Doraisa Darabanan. Now, where do we get anything of the Dalet Parshas being Doraisa? So there is a Gemara in Megillah, Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara, they're talking about what can be read in other languages. You know, certain things have to be read in Lashon Kodesh. Other things doesn't matter. So what about Kriya Shema? What about Parsha Sota? What about, you know, all different things. We have to make a declaration. Is it, certain things don't have to be read in any language. I was talking about Erevin the other week. You know, when you say Bahadene Ruba, this Erev you're about to carry, you can say that. You don't have to say that in Aramaic. Or like after Bdikas Chometz, you don't have to say Kol Chamir V'Chamir in Aramaic. Okay, Erev Tavshilin, same thing. I, you know, the tradition is I say it in Hebrew, then I say it in Aramaic, then I say it in English. So the family understands what's being said. I understand. Everyone understands what's being said. Kol Chamir V'Chamir is dittel. It's not magic. It's not a formula. All right, anyway, so they're talking about Kriyas HaTorah. So they're talking about Kriyas Shema. And Kriyas Shema, they said, should be in Lashon Kodesh according to one opinion, because it says, V'hayu HaDvarim HaEla. Right? These have to be this way. Right? So in that context, look at Source 40, the Mar Megillah says, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, it says, what about Kalatar Kula, B'chol Lashon Nemra, right? So it said, no, Kalatar Kula is different. So Rashi writes, Kol Lashon Nemra, Source 41, Rashi Megillah, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Likrosa B'chol Lashon. The regular Torah can read any language. That's why Kriya Shema have a special limud of the Hayu. So Tosus asked there, Yud Zayin Amud Beis, Megillah, Kalatar, what do you mean? When is there a chiv? The Torah, a chiv deraisa. When is there a chiv deraisa to read the Torah at all? How do you even bring it into Kriya Shema? What Kriya Shema Torah are you talking about? He writes, "Shari Kriya Shema Torah, I'm in the Torah, I'm in the Abonim, Levad mi Parsha Zohar." He says, which is deraisa. Right, that's what Tosis this is. Except for Parsha Zohar. I don't know about that now, but except for Parsha Zohar. Similarly in Brachas, same thing. You Gimel and Aleph. Tosis has the same kashrut. You don't want to be Lashon HaKodesh Nemar. He says, Ezra Tika in Kriyas HaTorah. I mean, what the rice is there? Yishlomar the Myri of Parsha Samuchavim Amuchiyavim because the rice is Parsha Zachor, or it means Bikur. Well, yeah, so that implies that there are others. And in fact, the Rashba. Well, this we wrap up. Just the Rashba in Source 44, the Chiddush Rashba in Brochus Yud Gimel and Aleph says in the same kasha. So look at the in the middle. He says. Let's find the words here. Take a look on the fourth line. Shatei kriyasa parshas kigon parshas para u parshas zachor u kayotze bohen in haTorah. Para, zachor, and things like it. Well, that opens the door. I don't know what he's referring to, but maybe he's referring to Parsha Shkolim. Maybe. In fact, the Elia Rabba holds that he is referring to Parsha Shkolim. The Elia Rabba is in Siman Tov Reish Pei Hey, Sifkot and Chof Aleph. He says, Perushim Nirali Gamal Parsha Shkolim V'chodesh. The Elia Rabba says, yes, Parsha Shkolim and Parsha. That's what the Rashbor writes, Zohar, Parah, and the things like them. So he said, opens the door to at least Shkolim and Parah. And the Chidah in two different places found two different manuscripts. The Chidah traveled all over the world, so he found manuscripts of things, and they print. So in the Sefer Machzik Brocha, in Orchaim Simkuf Mem Vav, Sivkot Aleph, he says he found a manuscript of Rabbeinu Ra'isi, or is it now? Yeah, he says he found some kind of a manuscript of Tosus Rabbeinu Yehuda. That's probably Yehuda Chassid. We have Yehuda Chassid on Brachas, but our version of Yehuda Chassid doesn't say this. But he had a manuscript of Tosav and Yehuda, who says that it means Kegon Parsha Shkolim U Parsha Zohar U Parsha's Para. That was his version. So he threw Shkolim in there. That's the version of Machzik Brachas that he saw such a text from Rishonim. And in a different one of his Svarim, Pesach Einayim, on that Gemara in Brachas, he says he found a manuscript of Tosav Yishonim, which we don't have on a page in Brachas. We have it in some of Yuma, some of the Tosfos Yeshanim. But not in Brachas. He said, manuscript in Tosfos Yeshanim, could go in Parsha Shkolim, or Parsha Zohar, Parsha Parak Yotzabem. So the Chidah is made that he found two manuscripts from different Rishonim that included Parsha Shkolim in the mix as a Chi of Daraisa. What would the Chi of Daraisa be? So that would probably make more sense according, well, go either way, but certainly according to the Mishabur and the Levush, it's an Ashama Parmas Hoseinu. Right, that we don't have it, and I'll end now with the Binyan Shlomo has a beautiful diuk from his brother. He quotes from his brother Vital HaKohen. Look back at the Parsha Shkolim in source number 3. Notice that Pasuk Pesvav in Shmos Tarek Lamed and Pasuk Pezayin, notice that they end with the same phrase, L'chaper al nafsho seichem, twice. The end of Tesvav and the end of Tezayin. Says the Binyan Shlomo, read the words carefully. Pasuk Tesvav says, Ha'ashalo yarva dalem imachzis ha-shekel, lo-seis trumas ha-shem ha-chapel nav-shav-seichem. There's an Indian, lo-seis, to give. That's the mitzvah machzis ha-shekel. Second Pasuk says, at the end, v'ha'ol v'eishra l'zikaron l'fnei Hashem l'chapel nav-shav-seichem. There's also a chapel zikaron. Exactly, like zichron truah. There's also zikaron, that's also l'chapel nav-shav-seichem. Mele, you could argue this derisa. Beautiful. So it comes out that Parsha Shkolim, you know, we make a big fuss about Zohar, and some people make a big fuss about Parah also, but maybe the Fush made a Parsha Shkolim as well.
So could you be Mekayim the Zecher Pasuk when the Beis Mekdash was built?
I don't know. Well, you could say that there was, maybe not. Maybe I think he says that one is when the Beis Mekdash is Kayim, one is when the not Kayim. You know, we don't need the Zikaron, and you can actually do it.
Okay. So yeah, now when we said this seal,
yeah.
We are Yotze the Zikaron of Shkolim.
Maybe. Maybe. Okay.
It's too early.
Not Zmano yet.